אומרת עליהם איש או אישות יפי לינדור נדר נוזי להזה לשם. Torah Kedusha describes for us the mitzvah of the zirus, the person, a man or even a woman, who decides ki yafli lindor neder nozer lahazel Hashem, they decide to make a neder of the zirus Hashem. They want to make a zirus. What do they do? Yain v'sheicher lo yazir choymetz yain v'choymetz sheicher lo yishte lo mishus anom lo yishte anom lachim v'yibeshim lo yoichal. The Torah tells us that a person as a nazir, he has to stay very, very far away from wine. Not only can he drink wine, but even grapes, anything that's shaykh to that, anything that was soaked in it, he has to distance himself from any shum shaykhs to wine. So says the Torah HaKadosh. The second thing he has to be careful is he has to sar lo yava al roishoy. No scissor or razor or sharp device should go near his hair. Versus he was a shav, he can comb his hair. It's not so partial if he doesn't come out. He's got to move it around with his hand. He does a choyfev. And the third thing he has to do is stay away from Mason. That's partially, he has to keep his Kedusha. He has to keep his Kedusha. He has to make sure that he stays holy. He has to stay, make sure he stays in a status of uniqueness. Not to have shahs with the rest of you have a by a coin gold. That makes a lot of sense. Because a Nazir is a type of Kedusha. This Kedusha is Nazir. What is the name of the wine and not cutting the hair, Rabbi Yisai? What are those in Yonim? Secondly, Chazal tell us, why should, where is this Parshas Nosa fly in over here, into Parshas Nosa? So the famous Chazal, which is revealed in the Gemara, is in Kama Mekoymais. The Gemara tells us, the Yisoid, Yafli, Zok Chazal, Loma Nismecha Parshas Nosa, the Parshas Soita. Why is Parshas Nosa next to Parshas Soita? Loy Melecha. Shekol haroya soita b'kul kula yazer atzmai min hayayim. A person sees a soita in her kilkul. Rashi says b'nivula in soita b'ezim alala b'nivula yazer atzmai min hayayim. She mazer himself from wine. She mevi l'dei niyuf. Rashi continues and tells us because that's what brings to dei niyuf. Choyer is a kasha. Poshet a kasha, Rabbi Yisrael. Everybody asks this kasha. Kol haroya soita b'kukula yaza atzav en ayayim. Someone sees a soita b'nivula. It's a machloik is what pshat is. But some learn pshat b'nivula means when she blows up. Everybody knows that the lady that goes into psesa with a man after she's been warned. So they take her to drink some water, some soda water. And she blows up. If she did it wrong, she blows up. She blows up, her stomach bursts, and the man who did it also burst, and they blow up together. Nice science fiction thing. She'd be walking down the street. She'd even be in Rimon, eating a nice a hamburger special in Rimon. All of a sudden, explosion. She blows up. Not Chas V'Shalom a terrorist. Right. Very chashud. That's why he warned her. She was chashud. Anyway, she's chashudah. But anyway, she could blow up. That's the metzias wherever she is. So Chazal say you're walking down the street, obviously an innocent bacha, maybe not so innocent if he's in that near that restaurant. But anyway, he's walking down the street, and he notices this lady. All of a sudden, you know, blows up. And someone says, you know what, she just, 2 days ago she drank some soda water. It wasn't so good. Stay away from Schweppes soda water. And she drank it, and the Misa, she blows up. Mamish, so what would you say? This guy, who sees this thing going on, sees either that or someone else, you see they're dragging her around, they undo her hand, they make him a vayisha. That guy who saw it, the choyra, he doesn't need chizuk now. He had the biggest chizuk. He had the most tremendous chizuk. Because I'll say, if you see it, if you see a soda, b'nivula, right away, you know what you should do? You know what the Torah is telling you that saw it? You know what we should do? I would say the guy who didn't see it. A guy sees that picture in front of his face. Somebody blowing up, he's staying away from, you know, these type of things. He already has the warning. What does he have to be? Yaza atzam and ayay? Posh the kasha. Kol haroy esayit b'kukul, yaza atzam and ashamim. What's the Yisoyi Rabbi Yisai, the parish of Soyit Rabbi Yisai, which is so choshe for us to know Rabbi Yisai, and the Yisoyi of Nozir, which follows. As I'll say, Nozir is a very, very choshe v'yid, even though we leave in Kote Chazal that the person should restrain himself other ways, even. But Chazal call a Nozir a Kodesh Lashem. Chazal call a Nozir acquainted of an Ezra, the reason why he grows his hair long, another way, it's a crown on his head. Having long hair is a crown on his head, everybody said. It's a crown. Not that type of long. No. But having long hair, the nose is a crown on his head. That's what we're talking about. It's a crown. Why? The Sforno says that a nausea, the miyuchodis of a nausea is the fact that he can abstain and hold him, Evan Ezra says, he can abstain and hold himself back from taivus oilam hazeh. Ki roiv most people follow and live and are controlled by the times in this world. We spoke a little about Motzei Shabbos. So this is a person that's unique. He's special. He's a holy person. To be able to go ahead and do something different. Of the Yisoid Atvaram Rabbi Yisai is the godless of the Nozir, which Chazal say, Ish ki yaflu yaseh dam apela. He's a nipela. Is the godless of the Nozir, I want to say, is in his point in the Sadaf Rabbi Yisai. The fact that he's misboining, the fact that he uses his seichel to be misboining, to think into, and to get clarification, and to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, and to take time out, to have the thought pattern and to think through carefully what's going on in his life and what's going on around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, throughout our lives and throughout everybody's lives, sends us signals. He sends us signals. He sends us messages. He sends us different types of signs. Things that go on around us in all different ways. Of us, he once gave a whole shmuz on Motzei Shabbos about this, listening to the messages. But I want today we want to speak about a different kinach. And that is what he said, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to use our seichel, the most precious, most valuable, most stupendous gift that a human being has. What he said is the seichel ha'anushi, is the seichel that a person has. Is his koyach of thought, his mind, his encyclopedic mind, his computer that he has in his brain of himself. We don't understand, we don't realize the koyach of the brain of a person of himself. The koyach of the nozir, Chazal wants to teach us, is called a roya soita of the kukul. If you see a soita, you see a soita getting messed up, Chazal wants you to take that situation and to think, and to go into it, and to think what happened over here. What happened to this fine young lady, Mrs. Belchbaum, Sarah Belchbaum? She was married to a nice guy, Chaim Belchbaum. They had such a beautiful marriage. The wedding was so beautiful. They got married on terrace on the horse, and they had beautiful cameraman. $7,000 cameraman was there. Pictures all over. They have a picture of him hanging from a tree. Everything over there, mamish, on top of the tree in his tux. They have a new thing now. They got them both on top of the tree. And the mice said, mamish, the most beautiful pictures. Everybody smiling at the chasana. Everybody smiling at the chasana. Such a beautiful couple. So beautiful. And there they are, and there's always the, right, the little brother, Yankala. He's there, the two-year-old brother with a stupid bow tie. He has a pink bow tie there. He's sitting there, smiling for the camera. And the flower girls, so nice, so beautiful, walking down the aisle, throwing things in the air, peanut chews. It's so beautiful. I was always at class just now, as you walked into the, I just was like, as you walked in the thing, they had candies. Everybody got a mint candy, beautiful. I don't know, I think I brushed my teeth. They were worried about the Sada Kedushin, should have, you know, make sure he has good breath, the college. Mamish, the whole, just the person, Yucha, just that's his job at the chasana. Hold the candy basket. $5 an hour just to hold the candy basket around the whole wall. And the shmorg was murdered of us. What a shmorg of us that. Mamish, everything was in blankets. Franks in blankets. Hamburgers in blankets. Futfest. Chaim Bochum came in blankets. they wanted to be, you know, like. Anyway, Bekitsa. So everything was in blankets. It was so beautiful. Steak in blankets. Pastrami. Everything was in blankets. Such a beautiful shmorg of us. Unbelievable. Mamish, the guys were there with their big knives. Cutting and chopping, unbelievable. You couldn't move after the shmor. And the procession to the chasana was so beautiful. How they walked down to different nigunim. Malach Agoeloi, see, beautiful. And they walked down. And two yeshiva guys started with Tiferes Chaim singing under the chuppah. So beautiful. And Sada Kedushin and take the glass. V'chere Yichud, and here starts a beautiful marriage. 3 weeks later, he tells her not to go into Seisar, not to go into privacy with this guy, her old friend, your neighbors, you know, what went on in the past a little bit. But she's happily married. She just married a few months. She seemed very happily married. The Varaya, all the pictures look that way. Also, the video looks, she's a very happily Kakala. 2 years into the marriage, and they have a kid already. Little Yisachar Belchbaum. He's such a sweet kid with fat, chubby cheeks. He's such a beautiful kid. In the middle of the night, they go up, each of them, to go give her a bottle. He gives her a bottle. She gives, nobody has chubby cheeks. Everybody's giving him bottles. And all of a sudden, 2 years to marry with chubby Yisachar at home. She leaves for the day, and she goes to meet and to say something to this guy. What's going on? What's happening over here? There's a suspicion for some hanky-panky over here. What's going on? All of a sudden, husband's furious. He already warned him not to get involved with that guy, Yankel Shapiro, from, you know, that she used to meet him at the grocery. By the pasta aisle. She saw him a few times, he was on the other side, and she leaned over the pasta aisle, and he was, move some pasta over, please. That was the signal. And he said, tomato can, move the tomato. She said, move that tomato can. And there was a conversation going on. No one realized what was going on. He was by the tomato paste can aisle on the other side. She was by the pasta. And they said, why don't we make some pasta and tomato paste together? And there, Rachmanu Litzlan, what happened to the Mishpacha? Little Yisach is crying at home because she left him. He didn't get his bottle. With his chubby cheeks, he's screaming at home. The mother left the house. She went to Seisa. The time of Chazal, bring him up to the Beis HaMikdash. And she has to get some Kimli soda water to drink. And she's drinking that soda water, and all of a sudden, she's there she is, in Rimon, eating out with her best friend. Boom! Explosion. Mrs. Belchbaum is no more. Guy walks by, sees what happens, thinks a little bit, and says, why was at that wedding? I remember that wedding. The next day I was on the bathroom the whole day. I had too much pastrami and blankets. I was on the bathroom so much, I took the blankets to the bathroom with me. It was me in a blanket in the bathroom. I remember that wedding. Look at how beautiful they look. What a smile. $50,000 chasana. Did you see the car that the friends got afterwards, that limo that they had afterwards? A Hummer on top of a limo. A new thing that just came out. With stairs going up. You should have seen the Bochum gave extra money for that. The hotel that they went to. Unbelievable. They were so happy. What happened to Mrs. Belchbaum? She was such a great base. I remember in Beis Yaakov she used to go. She was the most sneezing girl. I remember she was my sister's best friend. I even tried to talk to her, just say hello one time. She grunted at me. I could never even speak to her. And Mrs. Chavi Belchbaum blew up after she belched a few times. What happened to her? So he starts to think, what could be the cause? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. There's no Hezbollah Hagavah. It's not logical. It's not logical at all. A fine Beis Yaakov girl. From a fine home. Her father's a very chashuv accountant. And he's the gabbai in the Beit HaKnesset. He might be voted as the president soon. The mother, she works in the low school base. She's a kindergarten teacher at the local base, Yaakov, where Yisachar was hoping to go. Maybe he'll still go there. Such a fine family. I know our brothers. One of them learns in Applebaum's. Oh, now I know the problem. No, no. One of them. I didn't know. The family is such a chashuv mishpacha. What happened? Some of them just passed by and say, Nebuch. Continue eating his macaroni. Another guy started to think, what could it be? What a Chazal tells to do. When you see a Kodim of Kukula, you start to think a little bit. You say, what was the cause? How could this happen? How could a person, a logical, fine, beautiful person, do such a terrible act? How could they get involved in it? How could it come about? You know how it maybe came about? There's a thing called yayin. None of you ever heard of this thing. Something that's not so common in these parts of town. It's called vine in Yiddish. Yayin. And the Gemara says in Sotah, Harbe yayin oisa. Wine can take control of your brain. The most amazing, the most stupendous, the most, we can't even imagine, by saying a person goes into the body, goes into the science of it, and thinks about the brain, or by saying there's no such mitzvah in the world No computer can match it. How a person remembers things, how a person thinks, able to think through things with the waves and the thing. It's unbelievable what a brain is. And the koyach of thought that a brain has, the perception to understand, to act logically, it's all part of the brain. But how about yayinos? Yayin can make a person lose his conscience, lose his seichel hayasha. It can take away from his perception, from his understanding, from his basic logic, the most simple thing, Rabbi said. We're not talking about the Afghan lady who's upset with her marriage. We're talking about a lady whose husband abused her. We're talking about a lady that was, everything was going smooth, says Chazal. But she started to drink a little bit. She went to women's Feres Chaim auxiliary committee show. And they had a little bit of wine over there. And they drank a little bit. They said, this stuff tastes good. Tastes good. Drinking's not so bad. There's another lady over there, you know what? Why don't you try some beer? Also good Heineken, a good Heineken. Not so bad. Another lady over there said, you girls don't know for long. Bloody Mary! You gotta taste the Bloody Marys! And what? Come on, the most hush of a drink that shy, the most good tasting drink that is not shy, you can't enjoy it. Arak! There's nothing better tasting than Arak. You're for sure gonna enjoy it. And she drinks a little bit, and she starts to feel, I don't know about the taste, but she starts to feel good, as they said. That feeling comes in, and she starts to get enjoyment from it, and to drink a little bit more, and then all of a sudden, husband comes home from Koilel, and there's a bottle of wine on the table! Oh, what a good wife, they didn't tell me! There's fringe benefits in marrying a Beis Yaakov girl! 1782, a good year. Nice bottle of wine. And they're toasting to each other. Oh boy, is he going to be toasted, or she's going to be toasted soon. And they're toasting and everything. And they're drinking. And soon after a while, it's every night, every few nights. And she starts to get drunk, as they said. And it comes to a matzav where she loses herself. She indulges in wine. She indulges in something that takes away from the seichel. And she loses her basic ability to discern Moshe Tezachar. If she would think about it for a minute, little Yisachar, her husband that she loves, the whole marriage. And there she is, what she's doing. Why harbe yayin oisi? A person who sees such an act, he sees how the mind could be manipulated, or better, disrupted. The mind could be overtaken and not be able to come back to its true faculties. He sees how the mind could cause, the wine could cause, that this pure thinking. She was the valedictorian of the class. I remember her speech. It could take somebody so logical and make them so illogical. Because that's the koyach of one. That's the koyach of this thing called yayin. Because I'll tell us, Chazal tell us the kilkul that yayin could cause, Rabbi Yisrael. Noach, ish tzadik hayo. He was the biggest of tzadikim. Noach had lived through the mabul, what Messias Nefesh went through. He came out of the mabul, the only human living survivor of the entire universe was chosen by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he came out and he planted a vineyard. And he had a right. There is sometimes that you are allowed to drink. To take a little. But he planted a vineyard, and Chazal say, he got drunk. He overdid it. It overtook him. And from that came out one of the biggest kilkulim in the history of the world, according to some, what his son did to him, Rahman al-Islam. Noyach was Sadik Hoya. Can you imagine a boy side? Everybody's looking up to Noyach as the man. And Chazal said, what happened to him, Basoif? Rahman al-Islam, what his son did to him. Why? Because he got drunk. There was a man called Loit, Rabbi Sa. Loit might have been a Russian, Rabbi Sa. But no one in the history of the world, no one except for certain crazy people, get married, or whatever you want to call it, with their family. Maybe some rednecks out of Wisconsin. And in Oregon. Oh boy, are they gone. And yet, this man Lot, it was such a busha for Avram, what happened, Avram traveled the distance. Lot was doing not such great things before when he was in Sodom. He didn't have a base medrash with a loan society over there. He was in Sodom, and they weren't doing some very nice things over there. But Avram didn't run away from that. But then there was a story, he got into a cave and there was wine there. Whatever reason there was wine. And whatever, it was all Menashe Mayim, whatever you want to say, but at the end of the day, Lloyd did the most thing that's the most, the craziest thing that anybody would ever do. Why? It's the most illogical thing. Harbe Yayin, he said, the kilkul of Yayin, he said. The kilkul, we have to realize, Rabbi, that Yayin is an invention of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And everything in this world, it's not only Yayin, Rabbi, said. Anything that we indulge, and we go overboard, in Olam Hazeh, it takes away from our family. Even when we overeat, Rabbi Yisrael. A lot of people, when they overeat, make also wrong decisions. A person's brain becomes very, very heavy when you eat, Rabbi Yisrael. The faculties of the person also weak when he overeats. Because the stomach muscles have to work so hard. But the mice, at the end of the day, certainly wine, Rabbi Yisrael. Overindulgence in wine. What does it cause? He loses his faculties. And from that become a maisa, Rahman al-Itzlah. Rahman al-Itzlah. A soita bikulkula. So the Torah expects us, fakir, to be people that are misboine. Kolaroya soita bikulkula. You see such a maisa, take it to take note of it. Look what's going on. Listen to your message. This is what Hakadosh Baruch Hu made you see this. It's a message for you. Nothing happens for nothing in this world. Everything that we see around us is a message. But the message is that you're supposed to use your faculties, your koya haseicha. And you're supposed to think into what's the siba, what's going on here, what's the cause. The cause is that this person lost control. But why? Get involved in indulgence. He fed the guf. He made the guf his major issue, Rabbi Yisrael. It's not only the yayin, that's what I want to bring out, it's the guf. You know what the Targum says on loisinaf in the Torah? It says that there is loisinaf. Don't commit adultery. You know what the Targum says? Loisiguf. Don't go after your guf. The indulgence in Olam Hazeh. The indulgence of making an Asaf of Olam Hazeh, the Ginyanah, Rabbi Yisrael, makes a person, first of all, like we said, it weakens his Koyach HaSeichel. But not only because in science is that way. It's because when you overeat, or you do excess of Olam Hazeh, the body gets addicted, the body gets accustomed, the body wants more. The body wants more of it. And the guf starts to take over the seicha. The guf starts to be the leader and not the follower. The Nazir is the one who takes that Koyach HaSeichel. And as a spoiler, and it says, Harme Yayin Oysa, this lady, the most common sense lady, the most very, very deep lady, she lost it. She indulged in a thing called Yayin. And that brought about her losing herself, her losing her marriage, and her losing her life. Because she lost that battle. Because she lost that koyach to be in control with my seichel over my guf. And that's the battle of Elmaseh. So the Nazir is a hero. As the Avin Ezra says, he's a hero. Because everybody's running after that tivus. And everybody's acceptable to the worst things because they're loish guf. They're feeding their guf without having control from the seichel. And that is a very big scare and hazard. And it's a threatening situation that a person could lose himself and do the most terrible thing, the most hurting thing, not only to himself, not only to people around, to himself. Because he's not in control, he's lost his faculties. What a Musa Haskell for us, Rabbi Sai. What a Musa Haskell for us, Rabbi Sai. It's so chaval that we don't see it, Rabbi Sai. Because, like we said, it's sometimes we lose ourselves. It's from the unseriousness of the situation, the joking around, and we start to indulge, we start to drink. And we become like people, we mentioned Tomtom the Shul, we become people that without Seichel. He brings in Chassidic an unbelievable lashon. He says how the Torah speaks very, very derogatory in certain places about how wine can be a terrible thing. How much kilkul comes from it? Look, siv leitz ayayin oim esheich v'choshoyim v'loyach kam. You know, ayayin girl is misloitzetz. It causes you to joke around. The Savior saw you to lose seriousness. Lose consciousness. V'loyos hoimel v'al dvorim just to talk and to joke around. V'choshoyim v'loyar v'chochma. You walk around people that are drunk. You walk about people that are drinking. Everybody say, find one smart word that's that they say. Everybody say. What is it? It looked silly. It looked foolish. You know that guy, they joke around and they're drunk. What do they say, Rabbi Sai? What do they talk about? You ever see a conversation of a drunkard? You ever hear a conversation of a drunkard? What is this one chokhmadik thing, Rabbi Sai? What did you just do? Think what you just did. You took the most incredible, stupendous gift that a Kohen Bro gave a person, Seichel. Something that Hashem gave you to be able to see straight, to be able to wave your way in this world the right way. All right, there are problems. And you took the most unbelievable gift that Hashem gave you that you could see logically, and you destroyed it. You murdered it. You took it away. That's the kilkul of us, of getting drunk. The kilkul is not so much the vomit that everybody has to clean up. What we spoke about last time, the kilkul is the bizoyan that you just have done. You've taken a human. You've taken a human who has intellect. What separates us from the behemoth? We have intellect. We can talk, but talk doesn't mean just say the stop spew, as they say. Talk means this daya, that's das. The word says, how do I know if I went das is nichol, but we can start talking. That's the koyach of das. That's intellect. And intellect means that in the words that I speak, we see intellect. But when a person gets drunk and he loses that koyach, what comes out of his mouth? Stop spewing. Stop talking ridiculous things. You've just not only you're doing foolish things. You've taken away your koyach ha'odom. You've been married of odom. That could be the amkis in the Medrash that says. Menashe was Ish Sadik, and he became an Ish Adoma. He lost his career as an Ish, that child, like an Ish Adoma. Shout out to the Adama. The Tzuras HaOdom. The Koyach HaMedaber. The Shayach HaOdom. When a person gets drunk, he takes that away. Brings here for unbelievable. It's the Kosh Rabbeinu Moshe HaMaimini. HaKibbutz Al Hashtiyah. You'll get together to drink. At the party. HaMashakeres. And we're not talking a person takes a little schnapp. There's a little schnapps. We're not talking about that. I'm not talking about a guy who takes a little bit, he chills. I'm talking about a person who gets drunk. A person loses his faculties. But a person who drinks a lot. I'm not no gay stomach for the guys over here. I'm talking about a person that goes to, you know, Shon Zachas or whatever it is, just to walk out and end up in somebody's bathroom in the morning. Or laying sprawled over his couch. Listen to the Lashon HaRambam, Rabbi Yisai. When I saw this in the Archos HaDikim, I had to look twice. It's in the Archos HaDikim, you can look it up. A person should look about people who sit there and get drunk. It should be more of a busha. He said it should be more a busha than guys sitting around in their birthday suits! Happy birthday to you! That should be the big. You see guys sitting around there all drunk. You should look. It should be more of a busha than guys sitting around there. Start naked! In English. The Rambam, this man of Torah, by side. Now, Nosha Muguli Avashu, who reminds you, Harak, you mafsid haseichel. Mamish Devart. Who mafsid haseichel, Shem Nofach, Hashem is born of a hapok. That is. The Ruach Mamalul of Ayipach, Biap of Ruach Chaim. The Pesach says Hashem blew into us. A Ruach Chaim, what is that? Zok the Targum. Ruach Mamalul. You know, the talk, das, intellect. And he went and took that. He threw it in the garbage. And here he is. The horse. Pinned the tail on a donkey. That's all he is. And guys, all the schmack is going for doctor to do it. It makes no sense. You're right, that's true for the piyad. It makes no sense. Guys, all the mamish in the mukha and mokhzuman. Here I have to become a horse. Get on the floor. And the dog. And the Alpo here. Speak to Solomon. Bro, the brackets are better. Speak to Solomon. And the Alpo for me. He's in the mukha and mokhzuman. And he's pulling that guy, hey guys, 67 beers, 67 of beers in a wall, 67 beers. 67 bottles of beers, they're drinking all tonight, before 12 o'clock, they're bringing more stuff, after 12. The hard stuff's coming. And everybody say, wow, what a geschmack donkey! I don't want to say the word of the base medrash. Starts with Jack. His first name is Jack. Everybody knows his last name. Everybody's cheering him on. Come on, one more bottle. Then you turn into a mouse, a monkey. The Rambam. Naked, you see naked guys there walking around. Oh my God, no look. Crazy. Rambam says, Moshe, Yoyse Kherpa. Rahman al-Islam, that's the Chesorba. I say, now we're not talking about this guy throws up, all that. You took the greatest possible koyach in the belt. And you took it and threw it in the garbage, your brains. Took your brains and dumped it in the trash basket. No wonder the guy sweeps up so much here. I wish it would fill the whole basket. Anyway. His brains, he takes and throws it on the guard, on the floor. And everybody's happy about, cheerful about. That's such a big, wow, what a man. What a man, look at all the hair on his chest. Look at all that beer he drinks. What a hairy, chesty beer drinker. Animal. That's about it. All the hairs. He's like an animal that has a lot of hairs. A hairy bear. Harry Bear, here he is. all the beer that he drinks. People are happy about Lahini Mukhlam Mizuma to boot. Hameni Mukhlam Mizuma, put the catalog! Lame, that's a Sinchal Shali! Hameni Mukhlam Mizuma! Can you believe it? And we're going around and out. We have 16 Shalom Zachas, Rabbi Sai. And then we're going to do Shalom Nekavis. Different area of town. I don't have any Seichel left. The greatest of people in place. This woman, Achmal Hatzlan. That's how we should look on Yai, on this stuff. It's a chas v'chalil. Yai and the stuff that can be used. Yai and Samach Levev Enosh. We use to serve Hashem. So everybody's kasha Purim. Kasha Shogdop. Look at the first Rabbi Sai. What Purim is supposed to be, Rabbi Sai. Purim is supposed to be that you have so much chaydah for Hashem of the Nes, and that comes out from you. That's the sort of Purim. That's all that comes out. You're so connected to Hashem, but if you're not, don't drink. So says the Chai Olam, don't drink. Purim. Don't drink, says the Chai Olam. Because you're going to act like an imbecile and a monkey. Doesn't say to be a monkey on Purim. Nowhere does it say to yeah, cough for Purim. Doesn't say anywhere in the place, but I never found it. Not in Simon Kuf or not in Simon Kuf. No one says to be a cough on Purim. Doesn't say anywhere. And I say to dress up like a cough, but not to be a cough. You can dress up like a monkey, but you're not supposed to be a monkey. You're not supposed to be a fool. No, the Torah never says be a fool. Like a victim says, the first, well, you know what the first commandment is? That's the difference. Don't be a fool, he says. That's the first commandment. It says a difference. The Torah doesn't want you to be a fool. That's what a person is when he gets drunk. He acts like a fool and he's a fool at this time. You have to know how to use yayin the right way. The person's a little bit upset. He's scared. You give him a little to drink. Calm him down a little bit. All fun and dandy. But to lose your seichel, chas v'chalila, chas v'chalila. Chas v'chalila. And to look at it as a, wow, let's put him on a pedestal. Let's put him on a pedestal. I think next time a guy gets drunk, we should ride him! Come on, Jack! That's what you should do. You should get on his four, and you should ride him. Don't do it near the yeshiva, boy. I don't know. But to look at him as a, wow, he's a man. He's somebody I want to look up to. He's special. Rahman al-Islam. He became an animal. You're a higher level being. I can just imagine this guy. A dog comes in. A dog comes into the town. This is Harry the dog. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records. He can drink the most Heinekens. Come on, Harry. Everybody's so scared. Let's put them on our shoulders. The dog's riding on our shoulders. Put on a chair. Shosharim. Harry the dog! He drinks Heinekens! Everybody's, wow, what a good, what a hush of a guy. He got drunk every night this week. The way we should look at him is like we said, like a naked guy. Because we know what can happen to a person who loses his seichel. How far he can lose of us, how much he can lose of us. Realize the chashivas of the das. It could be the crown that he wears on his head of the nazir. We could say because he's mechabed his seichel. So he wears on his head this crown of hair to show that this man is mechabed. This thing he holds so precious. You know, we have around our head our seichel. We have different things. Hashem made the seichel because seichel is so the most precious part of our body. Was that if the science of HaKadosh made the body is so unbelievable that all those halakhim around the brain are so thick. Some people inside it's also that way, but on the outer it's so thick. Why? Because it needs protection. It's the most hush of a thing. It has so much protection. You know when they have to do a brain surgery? Okay, doc, it's not a joke. Chainsaw it to get in there. It's a hard, solid, unbelievable rock. Why? Because it needs protection. Because the most hush of it is the most precious to preserve. It's the even that's the most precious out. Could be, very well be, that the Nozer wears his hair as a crown, a beautiful hair on his head, as a crown, as a, and as we said, Shai, is that above that protection, we want to have something beautiful to show that this man is mechabed his seichel. He gives honor to his brain, not like the soito who left it in the street. That's the cause you soy of the hair of Isa. It's not for everybody to grow hair, we're not nausea, it's just the soy of the chumash of Isa. But the point being of Isa, you soy, realize the most precious value gift that we have of Isa as our Seifa. How it's here to guide us, it's here to help us think out. If we don't can't think out ourselves, we don't have to turn to the beer. We have people that can help us. We also have Kavavavik Seifa. And the Seifa's beer is the most precious gift of Isa, mechabed it. Honor it, use it, because the world gave it for us to use, to know Kol HaTorah Kula in that Seichel. In that little thing up there, you can know so much information, so much Torah, so much connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Use it, and don't abuse it. To be that, wear that crown proudly, of the one who's like the Nazir, that takes his Seichel and makes himself into a true man.